terms of Kol Yisrael Yesh on Chag Yoram Haba, correct? Od Nichal b'Hakdama Samiras Mishnas Kol Yisrael Yesh on Chag Yoram Haba K'Mamar HaNizkar MiMaran HaSaba HaKadosh Mislonim Zichrona Yogin Oleinu HaPasuk Musar Hashem. And we explained it, you read it, B'ni Altimas Musar Hashem HaMusar Shkash Baruch Hamar Yehudi Hu B'ni Hari B'ni Ata Ben Melech Kevan Shekein Altimas Altimas Ba'atzmacha. And we don't do things that are pasnished for a prince to do. Ki ein ze matim leben melch shemulchach umaus ze hamusar hanokev biyoter layudi. Rather than tell someone what you're doing is awesome, it's just now in terms of chinuch, it's much better to tell your children. I'm just surprised how, you know, I didn't expect something like this from you. That it's not, it doesn't fit into your standing, to your personality, to your to your own expectations of yourself, etc. Rather than say that you're a bum. What's going on over here? What are we referring to? What are these Maasei Eretz Mitzrayim and what are these Maasei Eretz Kanaan? If they're Isurim, so who cares that they were done in Kanaan and in Mitzrayim? If they're not Isurim, so then why should they be Yosser? Halan k'suvim b'feirush kol ha'isurim achol pirtayim o'ov dinei arayos. El al kavona al ma'asim sheyehudi kein oseh es ha'ma'asim ha'mutarim. It doesn't relate to Isuri Arayos. It relates to normal functions. It relates to eating, to drinking, to getting dressed, that a Jew should get dressed like a Jew. A Jew should eat like a Jew. A Jew should drink like a Jew. A Jew should walk like a Jew. Yehudi hu ben melech u'mechuyev ba'anhaga miyuchedet lorum erko. There's a pasuk in Parashas Kitisa, Vayetzei ha'am milifnei Moshe. The question is, everything in the Torah teaches a lesson. What do we learn from Vayetzei ha'am milifnei Moshe? So, I remember one of the Bayamusa said, you see someone walking in the street, you could say, oh, he just walked out of a bar. Oh, he just walked out of a movie house. You could tell, he just walked out of a ball game. You could tell by the way he's walking, where he's walking from. So the Jews looked as though they just came from Moshe. Namely, that you could see on them the hashpa of coming from Moshe. So there is a hanhaga that a Jew who knows he's a Jew has. It's like if you see someone holding a bag, and you know that bag has it $1 million. You can tell by the way he's walking whether he knows there's $1 million in that bag. With how is he relating to the bag? Yesh inyani itnagut shekol b'nei hamedina mutar itnaheg b'hem. Ach leben melech aser. There's a different protocol, a different etiquette, which a prince is expected to handle. And England doesn't necessarily work that way, but that's the embarrassment of the English people. But normally, a prince would be expected to live on a different plane. So we have different expectations of him. Inyan ze merumas b'ma'amar Akavya b'mahalol omer Histakil b'shlosha dvarim ve'ina taba lidei aveira Dame ayin basa u'ana taholech v'lifnei mi ato asid liten din v'cheshbon. And then it says, So if already, so what do you need the introduction for? So simply say, why? Say, then repeat the three things in the context of where they actually are. Kushi yidua, lama kafal adrim ya'in basa, beis pa'amim. Ela marumas kan shnei cheshbonos. Yesh cheshbon sur meira, and we have a seitov. On the level of sur meira, connect amar me'ayin basa, mitipas rucha. Lana toholech, lamakam afa rima v'toleya, lufnei mi'atza asri din me'cheshbon, lufnei melech malchei hamulachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, why mess yourself up? Why mess yourself up in the, you know, self? How is it going to help you in terms of the offer you're going to turn into? And certainly, what are you going to do when you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Aval yesh cheshbon madrega yoser gavoa. Forget about isurim. In terms of heterim, hacheshbon shel musar Hashem bini dame ayin basa. In other words, realize who you are. Mehechan makor machzav tcha. What are your sources? What are your origins? Hariata ben melech chelak eloka mimal. That you're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You stem from a different source. You have a different neshama than the rest of humanity. And you're going to return to that source. Namely, that even the heter that's done should be done as a ben melech, should be done with a certain sense of propriety, with a certain sense of their expectations. You understand that if you become a rabbi in a community, that there are certain expectations. Again, it depends upon the community. In some communities, you wear a hamburger and a frock. Other communities, you wear a hat and a jacket. Other communities, you may wear a baseball cap, but you're not going to run around with shorts, even if you're going to go jogging. I mean, it's that every even though you, before you were a rabbi, it would be no problem, but there's a certain point. Every community has its own point at which the rabbi should be unique in some respect, that there should be something about him that has somewhat of a rabbinic air. So why should that be limited to a rabbi? A rabbi is a Jew. A Jew should have a sense of who he is and what is matim for a Jew to do. V'zeh she'omrim kol Yisrael yesham chelk yolam haba, k'mo she'mefarish b'zeh b'sfar makdosh b'sefer HaKadosh toldos Yaakov Yosef, she'yehudi yeshlo gimel chalakim. Everyone knows that our soul consists of three parts, nefesh, ruach, uneshama. Ba'olam haba shel ha'nefesh, what's going to be with these three parts after this world? So the nefesh, the lower part, goes l'gan eden ha'tachton. The ruach goes l'gan eden ha'elyon. And the olam haba of the neshama, we can't even describe. Ayin lo ra'asa eloka zulasecha. Eschel kolam haba shel ha'nefesh, nochalim kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael yesham chelek, the olam haba, that of the nefesh. Kol mishu mizera Yisrael, his nefesh is different than the nefashos of other creatures. The im tzarech letaro, the im gam tzarech letaro tachakol kodem igil lechel kabolam haba. The sofa shel davar yesh lekol bar Yisrael etzolam haba shayach lenefesh. No matter how low a Jew goes, on the lower level, there's always going to be a minimal olam haba. Shenemar v'amech kulam tzadikim leolam yirshu aretz. Yerusha hiba. A yerusha is not something that you deserve. A Yerusha simply is because you were born a Jew. Haboa gam b'li kol hashka'ah, without any investment. Kach Yehudi, hu ben melech, hu makabu Yerusha chelka maba shal b'chinat nefesh. Uma shekosav haramam shegam chasidi umos olam yeshem olam haba, haynu rak elu she'amru al ze, u bizchus ma'aseyem. A non-Jew can reach that level, but that's an investment on his part. Ma'ashekin etzel Yehudi, there's a certain entitlement. Yeshu kol Yehudi chelka olam haba, gam im lo oma al ze. He's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's orchard. Doesn't mean that therefore we're all going to be the same. There's a certain saf, a certain minimum that everyone has, and then it depends upon who the Jew was, what he did with his life. Zacha, Yatir, Magia, I'm sorry. Zocha Yatir, Izocha Mor, Magiel Bechinas Ruach. Zocha Yatir, Maginas Bechinas Neshama. But in the bottom line, Bechinas Nefesh, Yishakol by Yehudi, Bashur Yehudi, Chelok Yaloka Mimal. So that's why the Hakdamah to Pirkei Avos is telling a Jew, know who you are, know where you're heading, know that you're a Ben Melech, and then, in that context, understand what's expected of you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Pirkei Avos. V'zeh ha'akdam al-perkei avos al-kol inyane ha-musar shenishnu b'hem sheze b'chal musar Hashem b'ni. It's not a question of asar ha-mutar, it's a question of where a Jew should be in terms of his standing. Sheteida miyata ben melech olecha lashuv l'shor shecha u'mekorcha moko machtzav ha-neshamot mitachat l'kisei ha-kavod misham chutzva nefesh kol yehudi u'mishum kach yesh kol yisrael chel ma'aba. So in the first section where we dealt simply with the concept of avos and why midos aren't mentioned in the Torah, we brought in the drasha of Bini Altimas, and here in terms of the introduction, it could be another reason for introducing Pirkei Avos with the concept of Kol Yisrael. Okay, we'll continue from here, Bli Neder. Tomorrow, Dr. Levitz is sending us, we'll continue.